A new report says Detroit is the worst place for people with asthma to live in the U.S. The Asthma and Allergy Foundation ranked America's 100 largest cities based on the prevalence of asthma in those cities and the rates of asthma-related deaths and emergency room visits. Kathleen Sloniger is the executive director of the foundation's Michigan chapter. She tells me some of the factors that put Detroit at the top of the list.
Air pollution, poverty rates, access to quality care, including specialty care, lack of health insurance. Unfortunately, a lot of people still don't have health insurance. Of course, not as many as there used to be. Some other risk factors include poor indoor air quality, so a lot of the housing stock in Detroit is much older. And unfortunately, a lot of the folks in Detroit are still smoking, and people are being exposed to this smoke in second- and third-hand ways. And, again, access to care seems to be a big one because folks aren't using, first of all, getting properly diagnosed and then aren't using the right kinds of medicine taken the right way.
Now, your foundation just launched a new Health Equity Advancement and Leadership Program. That's HEAL for short. What is it and how will it help communities of color and those most affected by asthma?
Yes. So it's a very excited innovation program that AFA National started based on a report that was done in 2020 on asthma disparities and based on past Asthma Capital's reporting. So the HEAL project has awarded a grant to four pretty large cities across the country. And Detroit, my chapter was lucky enough to be included in that. And so each city will develop and implement different kinds of programming that meets the needs of their particular city and folks that live in their city. And for in Detroit, we've developed kind of a very comprehensive, holistic approach to what we think is going to help take care of some of the social determinants that undermine asthma prevalence and miscontrol. And so we're looking at not only helping people access specialty care with an allergy doctor, an asthma doctor, but providing them with excellent self-managed education, access to clean and fresh food, access to exercise, access to just talking over their issues with a nutritionist, and providing technology support if they don't have it. So we're kind of developed a high-tech, high-touch kind of program and hope that this really helps people meet the medical needs as well as the lifestyle needs that need to happen.
You mentioned that lack of insurance is one of the determining factors. If these folks don't have insurance, how are all of those things going to be paid for?
Right. So we'll work to funnel them into programming that should help provide healthcare access. I think a lot of reasons why folks don't have insurance in this day and age is because they just don't know where to turn to get it. So we'll be able to help funnel them into whatever program they might qualify for. And truly, if for whatever reason they can't get health insurance, we have the funding to help support all these programming steps, so they will not be left in the dark.